ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A chance for you to win fame and glory. 25 questions in 5 categories. Is everyone set and ready? If you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1. Echo. Category number 2, chemical elements. Category number 3, recent movies. Category number 4, when in Rome. And category number 5, beaches. All right, echo, chemical elements, recent movies, when in Rome, or beaches. Kicking us off tonight, first up, is Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
Oh, hi, how are you going?
Not too bad. Not too bad. We'll try and get you off the mark today.
Yeah, I hope so. I really do.
Yeah. What do you like here? Echo, chemical elements, recent movies, beaches, when in Rome?
Look, I'll try Echo, and I don't know enough about any sort of Echo, so I think I'll keep up my my regular standard.
Okay.
I will try and improve it.
Echo. What was Pseudo Echo's only number one hit?
I haven't got the foggiest idea. No. Good night.
I knew. I was looking at the question. I thought, oh no, Anne's going to hate this. Sorry, Anne.
Well, at least you thought of that.
Oh, I did think of you. I was thinking of you, Anne. Yes, that's true.
Okay.
See you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye. No, that will never do. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Now, Steve from Tokable. G'day, Steve.
Speaker. So
off in speaker
my
and
ear they can add into my ear they can hear with.
We're in a category called echo. Echo.
Yep.
Are you all right there, Steve? You still with us?
Yes, now I'm right. No, you sorry.
Sure. I thought we might have had a medical emergency there at one stage.
just answering the phone. Yeah, no.
Okay, question number 1. We're in a category called Echo. What was Pseudo Echo's only number one hit?
Why don't you take me down to Funky Town?
Correct, yes. Take me down to Funky Town, exactly. Won't
you take me to the Funky Town? Won't you take me to the Funky Town? Won't you take me to
Yes, Brony from Adelaide had Funky Town. So
I think that band now from Greensboro in Victoria, Northern Southern. Yeah, I think they all formed at a high school, Greensboro High or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right, question number 2. We're in Echo, but you can move anywhere else you like. Choice of topics, when in Rome, beaches, chemical elements, recent movies, up to you.
Oh, I'll go Echo again.
Echo, okay. Question number 2. In Greek mythology, the nymph Echo was in love with which self-obsessed man?
Can't get it, Phil.
All right.
And good test tomorrow night, so we'll see how our Swannies go as well.
Oh, yes, on tomorrow night against the Lions. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, mate.
Right, I see you, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you. If you are coming on to us, just remember to keep off the speaker because it doesn't broadcast so well. Lorella, that is correct. Grover from Ocean Grove, that's correct. Morgan, that's correct. Adrian, that is correct as well. Scott from St. Lucia. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Phil.
How are you?
Good, mate. Good. How are you?
Yeah, no, really well. Okay, question number 2. We're in a category called Echo. In Greek mythology, the nymph Echo was in love with which self-obsessed man?
I think it's Narcissus.
Correct, Narcissus, yes. The nymph Echo was in love with Narcissus, who kept on looking himself his reflection in the pool, didn't he? Question number three. Staying with Echo, or you can move if you like.
No, mate, I'll have a go at beaches. I don't mind a surf.
Oh, okay. Scott, beaches. Question number three. Praia do Cassino. Praia do Cassino is the world's longest beach. It's located in which country?
Maybe Africa?
Which country?
I'll go with Africa, mate.
No, not Africa. Thanks, Scott. Thank you anyway. Coach from Mortdale. G'day, Coach.
Well, just 1 minute.
Get you off speaker.
Good evening. Good morning.
Morning. yeah, this morning where you are. Okay, we're in up to question three. Praia do Cassino, the world's longest beach, is located in which country?
South America.
No, which country?
Beg your pardon, on the left there, Chile.
No, not Chile. Sorry, no, not Chile. Steve from Frankston. G'day, Steve.
Oh, g'day. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. Question number three we're up to. Beaches. Praia do Cassino, the world's longest beach, is located in which country?
I think it'll be the country where the players go to train to strengthen their legs to play soccer. So I'll go with Brazil.
Correct. Yes. What do you mean? I can strengthen their legs anywhere, surely, Steve.
That's what they do. It's like what Percy Cerruti did with our middle distance runners in the 1960s.
Oh, I see. Yeah. He got them to that. He did. There were those sand dunes down in Geelong, weren't they?
No, down at Portsea.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, it was Portsea. That's right. Yeah. But presumably over the back, not on the front beach. It'd be over the back beach on the ocean there, wouldn't it? That side. A lot of steep dunes there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was pretty ridiculous because I think like Ron Clark, John Landy and Herb Elliott all held world records, you know, all year after year, you know.
That's it. He used to get people to run up sand dunes. So it's still very good exercise. I think coaches still do this.
I know the Brazil team. I know that's pretty much – you know, that's kind of why they're so, you know, good on the ball and strong, you know.
Yeah. All right, it's over. The Praia do Cassino is over 250 kilometres long. It's the world's longest beach. Mm. All right, question number four. We're in beaches, but you can move if you like.
I think I'll move. Why not recent movies?
Recent movies, okay. Ross from Scoresby says there's nothing in Geelong but misery. Do you reckon Ross had a bad pie or something, did he?
Maybe he spent too many wild nights in the Lyric.
Maybe he got the knockback in Geelong, do you think?
I don't know.
he could have had a bad hot dog. You never know. Sorry, Ross. Sorry it worked out that way for you, mate. question number four. Recent movies, was it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Give that a go.
The Rabbit Judy Hopps and the Fox Nick Wilde are the main characters of which 2025 movie sequel?
Movie sequel.
The Rabbit Judy Hopps and the Fox Nick Wilde are the main characters of which 2025 movie sequel?
Well, I'll probably have to bow out here because I'll just take a stab in the dark. We'll go with Fantastic Mr. Fox, number two.
Yeah, no, it's a good try, but not correct. Sorry, man. Thank you. Toodaloo. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free if you want to grab one. Ben from Baden. G'day, Ben.
G'day.
Someone says surely Australia could claim the longest beach record. Well, we could, But I don't think we have one that's 250 k's long. That's for sure.
No, those soccer players would be very fit if they run that full 250 kilometres.
I think you'd lose a few on the way, wouldn't you? Like you'd send out a squad of 11, and maybe only 8 had come back.
I believe the movie you're looking for is Zootopia.
Zootopia what?
2.
Correct, yes. The rabbit Judy Hopps and the fox Nick Wilde are the main characters of Zootopia 2, which came out in 2025. All right. Thank heavens you've got kids. Okay. Well, that's true generally, Ben. Thank heavens you've got kids. Hey.
Yes. Well, help me get that question right.
Question 5. We're in recent movies, but you can move if you like.
I'll go Chemical Elements.
Chemical Elements. Trying to think where the longest beach would be. There's 90 Mile Beach in Gippsland, isn't there? That's pretty long. Don't know. Trying to think of other ones. Question number 5, Chemical Elements. Which element on the periodic table is the active ingredient for most household bleaches?
Chlorine.
Correct. Yeah, it's chlorine. Very good. All right, we're going to stay here in chemicals, Ben?
Yeah, stay here.
What's the only element on the periodic table that stays liquid at absolute zero?
Mercury.
Not mercury. Oh. No, sorry, Ben. Thank you. Not mercury. Lek is in Burra, where it has been cold. Still cold, I presume. G'day, Lek.
Hi, Philip. Sorry, I just took my CPAP mask off.
You had to take your CPAP on?
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Sad, isn't it? Otherwise you get anyway.
No. I wouldn't be concerned about it. A lot of people use them. It's transformed sleep for a lot of people, I think.
I have a story about that. A dear friend who died just at the beginning of COVID wasn't overweight, never a drinker. Not a smoker, did all the right things, unfortunately had, body physiology.
Yeah.
That meant that he should have had a CPAP mask, but he was too proud to buy one. I think there was a form of embarrassment.
Yeah.
And he died, he was 56, died of a heart attack on a sofa.
Oh, no.
I know it sounds terrible, but you remember when COVID was mental and everything was just going crazy and everything like that? And I went out because I have a slack jaw and I snore, and I was wearing the thing you put in your mouth, a mouth guard, a mouth brace or something. Went out after he died and bought a CPAP machine that's changing.
Very good.
Not
well, you're not the only
overweight or you know, although everyone, judgment of people who say overweight or whatever, it's just my physiology and that's where it is.
Of course. Well, very good, Lek. I'm glad that's a good news story. Now,
can I address whoever had a go at Geelong?
Ross from Scoresby said Geelong has only got misery.
Oh, Geelong's beautiful. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give a shout out, and this is unpaid for, of course, but my husband and I had a surprise wedding at the best steak restaurant in probably in Victoria in Geelong.
There you go.
And when I broke my shoulder 100 million years ago as well at Geelong University Hospital, the care there with orthopaedics and all that sort of thing was amazing.
On your leg. I reckon there'll be a few flags flown for Geelong before the night is out. Now, Lek, tell me, we're in chemical elements. What's the only element on the periodic table that stays liquid at absolute zero?
I'm going to be boring and say oxygen.
No, it's not oxygen.
I know it's not.
Thanks, Lek.
Good night.
See ya. I think you knew that too. That's true. Dave in Perth, I'll come to you in a sec. Scott in Blacktown. G'day, Scott.
G'day, Phil.
Chemical elements. What's the only element on the periodic table that stays liquid at absolute zero?
Oh, excuse me for a second. I'm recovering from a flu. I'd say sodium.
Not sodium. No.
Salt.
Sorry, mate. No, not sodium. Scott, not that Scott, another Scott on the text line says, Phil, listening poolside, holidaying in southern Portugal within the Algarve region. The Portuguese locals are very happy. I imagine they are, yes, after the Portuguese absolutely thumped. Who were they playing? Not Croatia. Who were they playing? I'm trying to think of who they're playing again. Anyway, they had a 5-0 result, and Cristiano Ronaldo kicked two of them, I think. Okay. Richard from Mindari in WA says, Phil, the longest uninterrupted beach in Australia is 80 Mile Beach in WA's north. It actually stretches 220 k's from Port Hedland to Broome. Oh, okay. The second is a curved beach on the Coorong in South Australia. They're playing Uzbekistan, that's right. 5-0. But people were worried about Ronaldo, but he's come good. He said he's come good too. All righty, let's get Dave in Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Pretty good, yes. Thanks. I somehow suspected the WA would come in with the longest beach award.
80 Mile Beach is very long. There actually is little breaks in it, though. I've driven part of it.
Yeah.
Like creeks that come out.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, it's continuous, but it's not 100% continuous. But yeah. What do you?
I can't think that this one in Brazil would be continuous. It'll have to be broken by something, surely. 250 Ks. Anyway, Ben in Sale reckons the 80-mile beach in Western in WA is actually 140 miles and I believe is the second longest beach in the world. Okay. You say you've driven, you can drive on it, can you, Dave?
You could.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't anymore. But, like, it's kind of like driving on a treadmill because, you know, you're driving. You might be doing, like, 40 or 50 Ks an hour and nothing changes. So it's just like, but there are, like, spots where you can't cross because there's a creek coming in.
Yep.
So that's, I don't know. Does that mean it's broken? I don't know.
Don't know.
But, yeah, it is long.
Can we just agree it's very, very long, Dave? Yeah, that's right.
It is. I just said it's long.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah, no, I know. I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's long.
Hey.
I've only just hung up. Yeah, so.
We're up to question six, chemical elements. What's the only element on the periodic table that stays liquid at absolute zero?
Has mercury been said yet?
Mercury has been said, and it's not correct.
Oh, all right.
Element on the periodic table that stays liquid at absolute zero. That's not 0 degrees centigrade, as we know.
Yeah, zero Kelvin. So it's
pretty. Yeah. It's pretty cold down there, Dave.
Oh, geez, I don't know. Helium.
Correct. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Mile Beach. I got no idea.
You said, while driving along 80 Mile Beach at 40 k's an hour, so it's taking you quite a while to get anywhere.
I'm thinking of helium.
You thought of helium, yeah. Ross from Scoresby says, well, hang on, if the 80 Mile Beach in WA is the longest one, what happened to 90 Mile Beach in Victoria? Well, that's true. Gippsland's got a 90 Mile Beach. Dave?
I don't, yeah. What time's the 7:30 report?
What?
Yeah.
Who wrote Mozart's Anna Klein and Nach music? I know. Question number seven. Have you ever been to Geelong, by the way, Dave?
No, I haven't really been to Victoria at all.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there's a lots of things to await.
I know. I should go.
Next time your team's in the grand final at the MCG, go then.
I don't really. We had this discussion about Fremantle a week ago.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I really
You might be. Why don't you be a fair weather fan and get on board right now?
Well, my brother and my nephew, they're full-blown Fremantle fans, and I really need them to win for their sake.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be. Yeah, you could jump on board now. Freo, yeah. Go, Freo.
I have kind of jumped on board, but, you know.
Nothing wrong with a fair weather fan, Dave. Hey, question number 7, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay with chemicals or do you want to move?
What are the other categories, mate?
We could go recent movies, Echo, When in Rome, or beaches.
Oh, we've been talking about beaches. Let's go there.
Let's go to beaches. We sort of have to, don't we? All right. Beaches. During the D-Day landings, which Allied country was assigned to take Juno Beach?
Allied country. France?
Not France. No. Sorry, Dave. No, not France. My texter says absolute zero has never been reached, so it can't be said for certain. At near absolute zero, hydrogen still remains liquid. Yeah, well, there must be some way to test it. Phil Fraser Island has 75-mile beach. That's dead straight. Gippsland. Joe in Longwarrie in Gippsland says, yes, we do, 90-mile beach. Yeah, no, I've been on 90-mile beach. I haven't driven along it, but I've certainly parked and got up over the dunes and walked along 90-mile beach, so I can confirm it is there. Robin says, I thought the longest beach was in Antarctica. Oh, maybe. Who would know? Who would know? It's too cold. Tom from Hawthorne, I'll get to you in a second. What about Tom from Frankston? G'day, Tom.
Hello.
Question number 7. During the D-Day landings, we're in beaches. During the D-Day landings, which Allied country was assigned to take Juno Beach?
Canada is correct.
All right, question number 8. What do you want to do here, Tom? Stay there or move?
Chemicals.
You can go to chemicals. Chemical elements, question number 8. In terms of mass, what element makes up about 18% of the human body? Hello, Tom?
Calcium?
No, not calcium. Thank you. Not calcium. Ray in the Bay says, what about Skeleton Coast in Namibia? It's 500 k's long. Top Gear did a thing on it. Of course they did. this is getting into the wild blue yonder, isn't it? Long beaches. Roz from Strathalbyn. G'day, Roz. That's all right, Roz. We're up to question number 8. We're in chemical elements, and the question is, in terms of mass, what element makes up about 18% of the human body?
18 or 80.
What's that?
Did you say 18 or 80?
I said question number 8.
No, I'm so sorry, I thought you said percent.
No. Oh, I said no, 18%.
Okay, sorry, bit of confusing. Could you please reword the question for me? Sorry.
I'll read it one more time, Roz.
Yes,
in terms of mass, what element makes up 18% of the human body?
I don't know, carbon.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, really?
Carbon is correct. All right, question number 9, Roz.
You got me. Yes.
Come on. Here we go. Question number 9, Roz. We're in chemicals. Do you want to stay there or do you want to move?
What are the other
recent recent movies? Echo, When in Rome, beaches.
Okay, let's go Rome.
When in Rome, question number 9. What name was given to the Roman practice of killing 1 in every 10 soldiers in a cowardly or mutinous unit?
Okay. 1 in 10. Okay. Now, I've talked to my son about this. 1 in 10. You killed, if someone did something wrong, you killed 1 in 10. Oh, crikey. I know this. 1 in 10 tractor. Oh, I do know it, but I can't.
That's all right, Ross. Thank you anyway. Thanks for having a crack at it. That's the main thing. Tom from Hawthorne. Louis from Subiaco in WA. G'day, Louis.
G'day, how you doing?
Pretty good. Question number 9. When in Rome, what name was given to the Roman practice of killing 1 in every 10 soldiers in a cowardly or mutinous unit?
Oh, yeah, I was afraid I was going to get this one. I'm getting a couple of the other ones. 10, I'm guessing like decimate or something. I'm guessing try decimate.
Give us your answer again.
Was it either decimate or...
I'll give it to you. Decimation. Decimation.
Decimation. There we go.
Is the word we wanted. Decimation, yes, 1 in every 10. All right. Question number 10, we're in a category called When in Rome. You can move if you like.
I'll try chemicals, if that's okay.
Chemicals. Chemical elements. Question number 10. Name the two chemical elements with names in English that end with D.
Two chemical elements which end in D. Gold.
Correct.
And is there meridium or something?
Not meridium, no. Not meridium, thank you. No, not meridium. All right, what about Tom in Hawthorne? G'day, Tom.
Good evening, Phil.
Evening.
I've got nothing bad to say about Geelong. Great pubs, great nightlife, great people.
So Ross from Scoresby said there's nothing in Geelong but misery. You reckon not true?
Not true. The only misery is when you wake up hungover in the middle of nowhere.
I reckon Ross had a bad hot dog or something. Tom, I reckon that's what must have happened. Hey.
The bakeries there aren't amazing, but the pubs are fantastic.
Okay, good. Good on you. Question number 10, chemical elements. Name the two chemical elements with names in English that end with the letter D.
Gold and it'd be lead.
Yes, correct. Lead and gold. Correct. All right, question number 11. We're in chemical elements. We've got one left there if you like, otherwise you could move.
No, we'll shift. We'll try recent movies, please.
Recent movies. Question number 11. In the 2021 movie, Don't Look Up, which Oscar-winning actress played the role of the US president?
Wow, COVID movie. Got no idea, but I'll just have a crack at Meryl Streep.
Correct, it is. It's Meryl Streep. There you go.
I heard there's an asteroid or a comet or something that you don't like the looks of. Tell me about it.
What Dr. Mindy is trying to say is that there's a comet headed directly towards Earth.
So how certain is this?
There's 100% certainty of impact.
Please, don't say 100%.
Can we just call it a potentially significant event?
But it isn't potentially going to happen.
99.78% to be exact.
At this very moment, I say we sit tight and assess.
Sit tight and assess.
Sit tight and assess?
You want us to sit tight.
And then assess.
Boom, boom.
That doesn't sound great.
No. No, it does not. Where are you headed, Tom?
I'm heading home from Bendigo.
Okay. Very good. Question number 11. We're in recent movies, if you like. Staying there?
Yeah, we'll stay there, yeah.
Oh, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Sorry, we're up to question number 12. Okay. Recent movies. Question number 12. Mr. Terrific, Green Lantern, and Hawk Girl appear in which 2025 movie?
Oh, I've heard Green Lantern as a character. Hawk Girl. My daughter, nah, she wouldn't have watched this. I have got no idea. I'll just say Hulk 3.
Not Hulk 3, no. Thanks, Tom. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, yes. Chris in the Southern Water says, I think that Ross from Scoresby probably meant there is nothing but misery in all of Victoria. They are upset for good reasons because they know New South Wales will always be a much better place to live. Chris, do you want to have a happy life or not? We've got Chris's address, haven't we? Can we post his street address? the hardest chemical element to get is unobtainium, says my texter. Yeah, where was that? What was that out of Avatar or something, wasn't it? Jane from Homebush had Meryl Streep. Good, very excellent work. Ingrid from Melanda says, this is the most category switching early on that I can recall. Annette from Perth has the right answer here. What about Bob from Greenacre? G'day, Bob.
Good morning. Look, I've got an interesting thing.
Yeah.
The Roman Empire wasn't the last empire to decimate their troops.
Okay.
Using information. It was the British Empire in 1923. They
1923?
Yeah. The Connaught Rangers were an Irish battalion, and they'd seen a lot of hard service in the First World War, and they went straight back to India.
Hmm.
And they were having some warfare, and they were accused of mutiny or something. And the British Army decimated the Connaught Rangers, sent the rest back to Ireland. And
is that right?
Yes.
What, they killed 1 in 10 of the.
They lined up living men, and their wounded were lined up, and 1 in 10 was shot by an officer.
Goodness me.
1923. That's all I've got. I'm afraid I'm good on history, but nothing much else. Bit of
well, Bob, this is movies. Yeah, recent movies: Mr. Terrific, Green Lantern, and Hawk Girl appear in which 2025 movie?
No, I got nothing.
Got nothing. On you, Bob. No. Thanks for that. Thanks for good. That's a good story. Yeah, thank you, Trev from Surfers Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Hello, Philip.
Ever been to Geelong?
I have, and I just love the architecture there. All those Georgian buildings. It's it's got some of the great terrace houses in Australia, I think.
You certainly got some beautiful old buildings. Kane in Carlton wants to chime in with Geelong support too. Kane says, I spent a night there staying at my dad's 2 weekends ago. Okay. I went to the Mill Markets, the Gold Diggers Arms, the Elephant and Wheelbarrow Pubs, the German Beer House Restaurant. Gee, you had a good weekend.
Okay. And I've always thought of Geelong as Melbourne's Newcastle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, not close. Like, I know people commute and all that. It's better than Wollongong, but Newcastle.
It's like Perth's Frio or something, do you reckon?
Oh, no, Manly is Sydney's Frio. Like, you can, I'm not sure if Perth has anything as interesting as Geelong or Newcastle. Should I say that out loud? Frio's.
Well, you live in Surfers Paradise, Trev, so, you know, you've got nothing.
It's a dump. Believe
me. Hey, Trev.
I call it. The paradox. Sufferer's paradox. I'm only here because a bloke rented me a unit where I could have my dog.
And yet,
you know, tonight I went out and played pool in a pub.
Yeah.
Three guys I've never met before. I was paired with a Colombian playing a fella from northern China and a guy from South America. And I thought, what's all this mono cow culture stuff? It was fantastic.
Did you do any good?
No. Look, it ended up, I did bad at the beginning of the game, but I got three right at the end just to put us back into the game.
Yeah.
And then we lost.
And then you lost. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Question 12, we're up to. We're in recent movies. Mr. Terrific, Green Lantern and Hawk Girl appear in which 2025 movie?
Look, I don't know. I'll just pick one of those movie titles, The Avengers.
No, not The Avengers. Thank you, Trev. That knocks it out for someone. Thank you, mate. It knocks it out for somebody else. Kane says, speaking of architecture, the library there is absolutely incredible. Gee, you did have a good weekend, Kane. You went to the library as well. Gee whiz. Okay. He went to the Mill Markets, the Gold Diggers Arms, the Elephant and Wheelbarrow Pub. This is just one weekend. Mill Markets, Gold Diggers Arms, Elephant and Wheelbarrow Pubs, German Beer House Restaurant, Amazing Live Band, the Piventonian Cinema, and the Piano Bar. The Piano Bar there. Gee, well, that's very. That is a top weekend. Bob from Greenacre, one of my texters says the British Army did not decimate the Connaughts. That's not what happened. Okay, well, I don't know anything about it, but. Lynn the Queenslander says, morning, Phil. All the Queensland knockers come on up to North Queensland where it is beautiful. Martin in Blair Gowrie says, please allow people to continue knocking Melbourne. It increases the numbers who won't be able to cross the border. Dear. Justin will. I'm sure Justin will help us out in a moment. Louis from Cowandilla. Hi, Louis.
Yeah, g'day. What's the question?
Question number 12. Mr. Terrific, Green Lantern, and Hawk Girl appear in which 2025 movie?
Oh, Hawk Girl. I reckon, was it Superman?
Superman is correct. Yes, it is. It's Superman.
Your choices. Your actions. That's what makes you who you are.
Okie doke. All right. Question number 12. We're in recent movies, if you like, or you can move.
Recent movies.
Recent movies. Two left here. Who won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role as U.S. Atomic Energy Commission Chairman Louis Strauss in Oppenheimer?
I reckon I have to pay for that one.
No worries. Okay, thank you anyway. Stephen from Engadine. Hello, Stephen.
Hey.
Hi, Stephen.
Morning.
Yeah, we've got you. Yeah, I have. Yes, no, morning to you. All righty, we're up to question number 12, recent movies. Who won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role as U.S. Atomic Energy Commission Chairman Louis Strauss in Oppenheimer?
Really would have helped if I'd seen the movie.
Yeah. It probably would have.
Well, you can chalk this one up for the history books. I am going to have to bow out here. I have no idea whatsoever.
That is one for the history books, Stephen. I know. Oh, well, that's all right. What do they say? Don Bradman make a duck in his last innings?
Oh, I'm not planning this to be the last time I call in.
No, I don't want it. No, I don't want it to be. All right, Stephen. Thanks, mate. Cheers. See you. I would love you to call again. Kane from Carlton says, it wasn't a weekend, Phil. It was one night. Gee whiz, Kane. You really gave it a hammering. And I was in the library the next day. I borrowed my dad's car. He was actually up in Trevor's Hood in Surfers Paradise, Byron Bay. Dear. All righty. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joan from Geelong says, Phil, how dare you say Frio and Geelong in the same sentence? You'll need to wash your mouth out. All righty. Night Nurse says, Phil, Geelong has a few rough spots, but from home, 20 minutes, you can get to multiple beaches, half an hour down to the Otways, best surf beaches, lots of small shopping strips, big and small movie cinemas, lots of local live theatre, only an hourish from Melbourne on a train, and not to forget the mighty Cats. Yeah, well, that's true. There are a few things going for them. I agree with that. Justin from Frankston. G'day, Justin.
G'day, Phil. Now, how can I help you out on a Queensland thing? Because you know I'm from Queensland.
Yes, I know. Well, you don't have to help us out. You have to help us out on this one, though. Recent movies. Who won the best Who won the best supporting actor Oscar for his role as U.S. Atomic Energy Commission Chairman Louis Strauss in Oppenheimer?
I have never seen the movie, and I'm wanting to see it, but I've got no idea. But all I can say is Queensland and Melbourne are the best, but if you want to go up to Queensland, go to Bundamba.
There you go. You heard it here first from Justin. Thank you, mate. All right, we've got lines free. If you want one, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jay says, yeah, I spent a couple of weeks in Geelong one night. dear. Righto, we're up to question 13. Come on, help us out here. Who won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role as U.S. Atomic Energy Commission Chairman Louis Strauss in Oppenheimer? Finn from Hampton in Melbourne. Hi, Finn.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Yeah,
first-time caller here.
Hey, welcome aboard, Finn. Good on you. Any idea on this one? If maybe did you see Oppenheimer?
I did see Oppenheimer. This Oscar went to Robert Downey Jr.
It did go to Robert Downey Jr., correct.
We're in a race against the Nazis. And I know what it means. If the Nazis have a bomb.
Are we saying there's a chance that when we push that button, we destroy the world?
Chances are near zero.
Near zero.
What do you want from theory alone?
Zero would be nice.
Yes, you know, it would be nice. Yeah, it was a good. I enjoyed it, Finn. I thought it was good, pretty good.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was great. 3 hours long, but it flies by, doesn't it?
It does. And no acknowledgement of any Australians, of course, in it, which is wrong. But then again, it's Americans, aren't they? They want to rewrite the world.
Maybe Nolan should work on the British testing series next or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm a sequel set in Australia, following all the British testing here. That'd be funny.
Jane from Homebush says, does Kane from Carlton win the Nightlife Award for Party Animal? I think he probably does. Anne says the Tassie Spirit Ferry docks there now in Geelong. Very convenient to visit the family. Okay. Is the ferry running? Because there was a problem with the wharf in Devonport, wasn't there? Finn, tell us about question 13. What do you want to do? There's one left in recent movies. You could move to Chemical Elements, Echo, When in Rome, or Beaches.
I reckon let's stay with the movies.
Stay with the movies. All right. Anxiety, Ennui, and Envy are characters in which 2024 movie?
Ooh, I'm going to say this is Inside Out 2.
Correct. Very good. Nice. Excellent work. That's it for recent movies. So you have to choose something else now for question 14. Chemical Elements, Echo, When in Rome, Beaches.
Can we do When in Rome, please?
When in Rome. All right. Which Oscar-winning actress was born on the 20th of September, 1934, in Rome?
Oscar-winning actress born in 1934 in Rome.
We won't. I don't think we'll do it. I don't think we'll do it that way, Finn. But thank you. Let's try and play fair. Beverly from Hurlston Park. Hi, Beverly.
Yes. Hi, Phil. Hi.
Question 14. When in Rome? Which Oscar-winning actress was born the 20th of September 1934 in Rome?
Okay. Well, I was just thinking. I don't think it's Sophia Loren. She was born in Naples, as far as I can remember. I'll just simply say perhaps Gina Lola Brigida.
Okay, Beverly, but that's not correct.
No, I didn't think so because I think she died not that long ago and she was 90 or 92 or something like that.
Mm.
But that might have brought her around to the right age. No, thank you very much.
Thanks, Beverly. Bye-bye. Oh, dear. Neil from Bendigo. G'day, Neil. Hi, Neil.
Hey, how you going?
Pretty good. Which Oscar-winning actress was born the 20th of September, 1934, in Rome?
No clue. I assumed it was Sophia Loren.
Is that your answer?
Well, I assumed it was, but I don't think it is. but might as well say it.
So your answer is?
Sophia Loren.
Correct. Yes.
It is? Oh, okay.
Yes. I don't know why. Beverly had Sophia Loren, but then said, oh, but it's not her. But yes, it was. She was born in Rome, not Naples, in 1934, on the 20th of September. Okay, question 15. When in Rome is where we are. You can move if you like.
Might as well stay there.
Which Roman landmark was officially opened on the 22nd of May, 1762, by Pope Clement the 13th?
I have no clue.
Hello, Neil?
Probably a cathedral, but I don't know.
No good. Okay, let's move on. Maria from Seaview Downs had Sophia Loren. Morgan, no, that's not correct. Annabelle from Osborne Park in Perth. G'day, Annabelle.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Question 15, when in Rome? Which Roman landmark was officially opened on the 22nd of May, 1762, by Pope Clement the 13th?
I can only think of the fountain with all the angels. I can't think of it. Mm-hmm. I was also going to say about Geelong.
Yes.
Just that my daughter went to school in that very posh school in Geelong because she got two scholarships.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the one that Prince Charles went to.
What's that, Geelong Grammar?
Yeah.
All right.
I used to live in Apollo Bay, and the best hairdresser in all of Australia was in Geelong.
So you had to traipse up the road to get
no, the... I would actually fly from Perth to this hairdresser in Mallop Street in Geelong because he was so good. He was a curl expert from Europe.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. Annabelle.
I know.
That's quite a trip. What was he good at, curls?
He was a curl expert. He's from Luxembourg.
Oh.
And he was he's in Mallop Street in Geelong.
Did his curls stay in for a long time? Was that the thing?
He's just amazing. And actually, I'm going to go and see him in July in these school holidays because I'm a teacher. Hey. So I'm going to fly to Geelong to get my hair done.
Annabelle. I have no words, Annabelle. That's right. Hey, tell me, what's this fountain? Which Roman landmark was officially opened on the 22nd of May, 1762, by Pope Clement the 13th?
It's the Trevi Fountain.
Correct, it is. Yes, yeah. the Trevi Fountain. Yeah. Is the one we want. Okay, question 16. When in Rome? Staying there?
Yeah.
In 1871, Rome replaced which city as the capital of Italy?
Oh, 1871. Well, it's going to be either Florence or Naples. I'm going to say Florence.
Correct. Yes,
oh, wow.
It was. Florence was the capital. Florence was the capital of Italy. Well, in the sense that there was ever a capital of a united Italy, as it were, Annabelle, because that...
I went to Florence in 1985 and had the best week of my entire life.
I can believe that. It's amazing.
I was only 17 and we had a full run of a medieval city because the teachers were all having fun themselves and it was a school trip.
Oh, yes. I can imagine that. All righty, question 17. When in Rome? One left, if you like.
Yeah, go on.
In which year did Rome host the Summer Olympics?
Oh, gosh. Summer Olympics. Well, it's not in my era, and I'm 58, so it's going to be like something like 1928.
Not 1928, Annabelle. No. Are you still teaching?
Yeah, I'm teaching. I'm the one that worked for the royal family in my 20s as well.
Oh, of course. Yes, sorry, Annabelle. Yes, no, of course I know who you are. That's right.
Can I just quick say hello to Reverend Beck, who works at Perth Cathedral, because she always hears me when I'm on the radio with you.
Hey!
whenever I see her, she always relates everything that I've said, and it's hilarious. So I'd like to say hello to her, and also my auntie Liz also listens.
Are you the only person who flies from Perth to get their curls done?
Look,
Honestly, Dave, he's called David, is at Studio 183. I don't know if it's okay to give him a plug, but he was trained in Luxembourg with curls, and they must have amazing curls.
Who ever trains anybody in Luxembourg about anything, Annabelle?
I know, but he's brilliant. He's he speaks French and English, and he's in Geelong, and I can recommend it to all of Australia.
What on earth is he doing out here? Why isn't he curling up heads in Luxembourg?
I think his Luxembourgian parents moved over to Australia when he was a child.
Oh.
He's just a brilliant hairdresser. He's like a mechanic of hair, and I'm going to be going in to see him in 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Does he have one of those massive big, you know, the alien hat hair dryers?
He's got everything, but he's just a one-man band, and people go from far and wide to see him who've got really curly hair, and I'm one of them.
Wow.
There you go. I fly the flag for Geelong. We had some great times in Geelong when I lived in on the Great Ocean Road. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I know Rossman Scoresby, he's not getting a lot of support for his his statement that Geelong is misery.
Going back to our family, Prince Charles went there.
He did. Although he never got his curls done there, Annabelle.
No, I don't think he did. His hair's terrible, isn't it?
Well, like all the royal family, there's not a head of hair amongst them, as you know.
Not with the gents.
No, none of the blokes, anyway. Righto, Annabelle, thank you. Good to talk.
Thank you. Bye.
Good to talk again. Annabelle really did. She worked for the royal family. She was a nanny and hung out with all of them. Princess Anne, the whole lot. Maybe his family ripped off some diamond dealers and fled to Geelong. Hey, steady. No, he didn't. He's just an expert curler. That's all. Hey, Frank from Frankston, Jamie from Perth, and Mario from Lanier. I got you cited, but we have got a news bulletin to attend to. We're up to question 17. In which year did Rome host the Summer Olympics? Is the question on offer. So let's finish that.
The Mighty Challenge.
Where we're up to question number 17. Which year did Rome host the Summer Olympics? Mario's with us. G'day, Mario. Hello. Hi, Mario.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Righto, question 17. In which year did Rome host the Summer Olympics?
1960.
It was 1960, yes. The Rome Olympics, 1960.
Yes, Cassius Clay won his gold medal.
Cassius Clay, that's true. Herb Elliott, didn't Herb Elliott win the 1500 metres? He won the mile. Didn't Herb Elliott win the mile?
Cassius Clay, the boxer.
Yeah, no, I know who Cassius Clay is. Yeah, I know. No, I was saying, but Herb Elliott, the Australian runner, I think.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, what's her name? Dawn Fraser, she was at her peak.
That's right. Dawn Fraser swam as well. Yeah,
I'm not sure if Betty Cuthbert was...
Oh, was Betty Cuthbert in Rome in 60?
I'm not sure about that.
I think she was.
Yeah, I think she was, yeah.
All right, question 18. That's it from Rome. So we've got beaches, chemical elements, or echo?
Oh, well... we'll go beaches. I've got no idea of anything else.
What was the Beach Boys' first number one hit in Australia?
Oh, hang on a minute. First number one hit.
What was the Beach Boys' first number one hit in Australia?
I don't know.
No good?
I would know the song, but I don't know they've had too many hits.
Oh, thanks, Mario. Yeah. They've had a few hits. Jamie's on the road in Perth. G'day, Jamie.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Pretty good. We're in beaches. What was the Beach Boys' first number one hit in Australia?
Surf Safari?
Not Surf and Safari. No. Sorry, mate. No. Not Surf and Safari. Phil from Adelaide. G'day, Phil.
G'day, Phil, mate. All Summer Long?
Not All Summer Long. No, it's not. What was the Beach Boys' first number one hit in Australia? Frank from Frankston. G'day, Frank. Hi, Frank. Hello, Frank. No, Frank's disappeared. You there, Frank? Maybe Frank's fallen asleep. Frank, I can hear you. Okay, look, I'll tell you what, Frank, I'll put you on hold just in case. Yeah, something's happening to the phone. Give me a call, 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222 is the number. And if you want to bag Geelong, well, that's okay, but please put your name to it so at least we can name you, all right? Rome Olympics 1960, Betty Cuthbert used a public toilet in Rome not knowing they were used by men and women and ran out screaming, says Gina from Ballina. Betty Cuthbert was these. Yes, there's one good thing about Geelong, the Princess Freeway back to Melbourne. Oh, I shouldn't have read that because there's no, you haven't put your name on it. Put your name on it. And Frank from Mount Evelyn says, and Dawn Fraser stole the flag. Yes, but you didn't steal the flag in Rome. That was in Tokyo, wasn't it? Jay from Leppington. G'day, Jay.
Hello, Philip. How are you, mate?
All right, mate. Question 18 we're up to. What was the Beach Boys' first number one hit in Australia?
Was it Good Vibrations?
Yes, it was. It was Good Vibrations.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Yes, the brilliant Beach Boys and Good Vibrations. Jay, we've got question number 19. We're in beaches. If you like, you can move to Chemical Elements or Echo.
I'll stick with beaches, please.
Beach volleyball made its official Olympic debut at which Summer Olympics?
I think it was Sydney.
No, it wasn't Sydney.
You sure?
No, it wasn't, no. Sorry, Jay, no, it wasn't. It wasn't Sydney. Alistair says, Phil, how are you doing? I'm just curious, did you know where Casper that used to ring in from Belgium is from? No, we haven't heard from Casper for a while. He did tell us at one stage that he wasn't going to call for a while because he had some issues in his life, and I don't know what happened, and we haven't heard anything more, Alistair, so no. All right, Lois said, give Annabelle a fridge magnet. Did that lady mention the name of the curly hair salon? Well, we don't advertise here on the ABC, do we? We could probably find out. Frank from Frankston, we got you back. Hi, Frank.
Thank you for getting me back.
That's okay.
I wanted to say 1960 because I relate to that year of Rome Olympics because I saw Herb Elliott practicing at the Frankston Oval.
Oh, did you?
With Percy Cerruti emceeing the actual the episode.
Oh, wow. And gee, that's a piece of history, Frank.
Yeah, 1960 because the Frankston YCW put it on.
Yeah.
As a performance event because he was going to be a champion in Rome, and he turned out to be.
Yeah, he did. He did. He and did.
Cerruti, it was interesting because Cerruti, the story about him, the fittest man that ever trained down there was Russell Mockridge, the bike rider.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a famous, he was, well, people used to call him crazy, but he knew how to train people up and make them fit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's right. Percy Cerruti had that... I think that kind of coaching, I don't know whether that kind of coaching style has gone out of fashion. I think it has a bit.
Well, it was nutrition too because he was big in nuts and fruit and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And 2 days ago in my local supermarket, I walked past a man that actually trained with him back in the 60s, and he's a runner that actually, one of the few people that can claim that he's actually trained at Portsea with Percy Cerruti.
With Percy Cerruti, yeah. Do you remember, it was that, but I'm just thinking it must have been... Wouldn't have been on the front beach. It has to be on the back beach there, wouldn't it, with the dunes.
Where, but in those days, they were just dunes, and Portsea was, no one was down there. It was just like you know, it was the back end of the Sahara, Portsea. There was nothing much there at all. It was just a wild country.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Frank, what are we going to do here? Staying in beaches?
Well, I've missed the answering the question about 1960 because that's gone.
Yeah. Now, beach volleyball made its official Olympic debut at which Summer Olympics?
Okay. No, I'll take a pass and ring you some other time because I've never rung him before.
Oh, well, Frank, give us a call again.
Okay.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. All right, I thought he was going to get that. Cameron from South Perth. Come on, Cameron, you know this.
Yes, I do, yeah. Los Angeles.
No, it wasn't Los Angeles, no. No, it wasn't L.A., Cameron. Sorry, no, it wasn't. Charlie from Mount Druitt. Hello, Charlie.
All I heard was, chit, do it. Can I just mention, yeah, Jasper was a good, he sounded like a good fellow, so I wish him all the best.
Yeah.
And also when you were talking about the guys trained in sand dunes, I think Cronulla did it at Cronulla Beach. There was, you know, the sand dunes.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, a lot of people, yeah. Sure, a lot of people ran up and down the sand dunes at Cronulla. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Charlie, question number 19. Beach volleyball made its official Olympic debut at which Summer Olympics?
Well, because it's the beach volleyball, I'm going to say Rio.
No, it's not Rio. Sorry, right. Charlie. Thank you, mate. No, it's not Rio. Joe from Ridgehaven. G'day, Joe. You'll know this.
Hey, John.
What do you reckon? Well, beach volleyball made its official Olympic debut at which Summer Olympics?
Would it be Atlanta?
Correct. Yes, it was. Atlanta in 1996. The salon for curly hair in Geelong, especially for women in Perth, is apparently Studio 183, right? Here we are. There we go. Just for those of you who might want to know, for women who fly from Perth to get their hair done. Question 20. Okay, Joe, what do you want to do here? Stay with beaches or you can move to Echo or Chemical Elements?
Chemical Elements.
Chemical Elements. Question number 20. The chemical element ruthenium is named after which country?
Russia.
Thank you. Russia. Yes, correct. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left here. We've got 3 in Echo, and we have got a couple left in – oh, hang on. No, we've only got 4 left, haven't we? We've got 1 – oh, no, we're 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3, 4. Yeah, we've got 4 left. Sorry, Joe. So we're up to question 22. What did you want to do, Echo or beaches?
Beaches will be all right.
Beaches. While holidaying in Australia in 1951, American actress Jean Parker made international headlines when she was escorted off which beach?
Bondi.
Bondi Beach, yes, correct. Correct. Wearing too skimpy a costume, Joe.
Yeah.
Question number 23. We're in Echo. 3 questions left. Quote, I know it's out of fashion and a trifle uncool, but I can't help it. I'm a romantic fool are the opening lyrics of which 1980 song by Martha and the Muffins?
I know this one.
I know it's out of fashion and a trifle uncool, but I can't help it. I'm a romantic fool. Are the opening lyrics of which 1980 song by Martha and the Muffins?
Echo Beach.
Yes, Echo Beach. I know it's out of fashion and a trifle uncool, but I can't help it. I'm a romantic fool. It's a habit of mine to watch the sun go down. On Echo Beach, I watch the sun go down. From 9 to 5, I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday. Yes, Echo Beach, Joe. All right, you've only got 2 left here, mate.
Oh, good.
You've won before, you can win again. Which tech company developed the Echo brand of smart speakers?
Bose?
No, it's not Bose. Sorry, Joe. No, it's not Bose. Oh, dear. Jeff from Safety Bay in Perth. G'day, Jeff.
Yeah, greetings.
Greetings.
Speakers. Oh, no,
which tech company developed the Echo brand of smart speakers?
Echo. Sony.
Which tech company?
tech company. Not sure. I was going to say Sanyo.
No, not Sanyo. Sorry, mate, not Sanyo. I've only got two left here because this is question 24. Lines are free. Grab one. 1-300-800-222. Dale from Advancedown on the Gold Coast. G'day, Dale.
Hello, Phils.
Hi. Which tech company developed the Echo brand of smart speakers?
Well, given that I've got an IT background, I'm a musician. Geez, I should know this. But no, I'm going to have to take a stab at Google.
Uh-huh. Well, it gets rid of one of them, doesn't it? That's right. What are they called? What are they? No, it's not Google. Okay, thanks, Dale. All right, who's got it here? No, it's not Grover. That's not correct. Jane has got the right answer. Yes, very good. What about Latif? Hi, Latif.
How are you going? Good morning.
Morning.
Hello to Marlene of Parkville, thanks.
Which tech?
Geelong has one of only two refineries, crude oil refineries.
Correct. Geelong has one. Geelong's got one left, and there's one in Queensland. That's it, Latif.
Yeah. Well, vital at the moment.
They are.
And for before and after, it's going on.
Yeah.
Sorry, what's the question again?
We're in a category called Echo, okay? Which tech company developed the Echo brand of smart speakers?
I'll just say Sony.
No, it's not Sony.
Sorry.
No, sorry, Latif. We're after a tech company here. Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
Hi there. Would it be Sonor?
Not Sonor, no. It's not Sonor. No. David from Singleton says, has anyone from Geelong ever represented Australia in curling at the Winter Olympics? Oh, there's a lot of good people who have come from Geelong over the years. One, Paul from Plainland says his master's voice. HMV, what a company that was. TVs, record players, all sorts of things. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Peter from Springwood has got the right answer here. We're after Echo. Which tech company developed the Echo brand of smart speaker? The operative thing here being tech company. Joan from Geelong is also been to Salon 183, the curly hair salon. Oh, okay. Oh, Joan, have you? Right, you've had your curls done there too. All right. The bloke apparently is the curly man's David Eastgate, apparently. Okay. I don't know anything about this. Why are we? He's probably going to have a whole queue of people outside the salon now. 1-300-800-222. Come on, let's clean this up. We're up to question 24. Which tech company developed the Echo brand of smart speakers? Gail from Wollongong. Hello, Gail.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we after?
Samsung?
No, it's not Samsung. No, it's not Samsung. A tech company is the operative thing here we need. Mia from Frankston has got the right answer. Who else? Peter from Springwood had the right answer, yes. Jane from Homebush has got the right answer. What about George from Melville in WA? G'day, George.
Hi, I'm going Toshiba.
Not Toshiba, no. Which tech company is the operative thing here? John in bed is the right answer. Oh, dear. Harry in the Bay, no. We've had that, I think, already. Andrew in Adelaide. G'day, Andrew.
Hello.
Which tech company developed the Echo brand of smart speaker?
Amazon.
Amazon, yes, it was. Phew, that took us a while to get there, but we got there. Question 25, the magnet is yours, Andrew, and the honour and the glory and all of that. We're in a category called Echo. Question 25, which Toyota car was known as the Echo until 2005?
Ooh.
It was the Echo, and then it became what?
Camry?
Not the Camry, no. Oh, no. No, it's not the Camry. Kingsley from Adelaide. G'day, Kingsley.
I was ringing up about the Echo, the other Echo one, the last one.
Which Toyota car was known as the Echo until 2005? What's it known as now?
I don't know. I have not a Kia. I have no idea.
No, it's not a Kia. That's another car company. Let's try Bob on the Gold Coast. G'day, Bob.
Hi, Phil. I was ringing up about the tech company. I think you've got the answer, have you?
Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
So which Toyota car was known as the Echo until 2005? What's it known as now?
Oh, the Prius.
The what? The Prius? No. No, it's not the Prius. Sorry, no, it's not. Gary from Ballarat. G'day, Gary.
G'day.
Which Toyota car was known as the Echo until 2005?
It's very aggravating because my old mother had one, but I can't remember what it was called.
It was known as the Echo, the Toyota Echo, until 2005 when it changed its name. What did it change its name to?
It was a very, very lovely little car. But the name,
very popular little car.
No, sorry.
No good? Okay, all right. Oh, dear. Sharon from Hornsby. Hello, Sharon.
G'day.
What are we after?
Yaris.
Yes, it's the Toyota Yaris. Yeah! On you, Sharon. Have you got one?
No.
What do you mean no? What do you mean no? It's a perfectly good little car.
It's an excellent car for a city car, but they've made them too big now.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean the Yaris is too big? It's still
Look at the new Yaris. It's getting big.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's right. Every car always seems to get bigger when the new models are released, isn't it?
They're on steroids.
That too. Oh, yeah, Sharon, I'll put you on hold. We'll get some details from you. Thank you for that. Steve, the truckie, had Yaris. Good on you. Probably passes a few of them on the road, I would imagine. Jane from Homebush. Dave from Woodgate. Fran had the Yaris as well. Peter from Springwood. Not as well. Lois says, not quite as far as Perth, but I will fly along the Geelong Highway in my 1999 Corolla. Thanks for commercial advertising on the ABC. I know. Well, yes, we have. We probably shouldn't have, but there you go. Curling is a very important thing, and the skill is very important. And if Annabelle is giving it that kind of rap, she'll fly all the way from Perth. I thought we had to do the decent thing to women, curly-headed women from Geelong. Well, they probably already know about it, but curly-headed women from down the road who may not know about it. All right, thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.